to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joining my sidekick here, kind of sniffling a bit.
A little under the weather, Betty.
Look at you, so cute.
I am so beat up from this weekend, and I want to send out my apologies to all
the dogs.
The dogs and the cats and all the animals. I couldn't make it.
Posada Safe Haven. We had a bowling event at the Kenmore Lanes.
I probably would have bowled myself down into the end.
It was a fundraiser. And so let's see who was there. It was Carol, of course, organized that. Carol Singleton did that. And then her son Scott was there. He was the big winner.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he was the big.
Wow.
He had the most highest score.
I've yet to break 100.
And then Renee was there, and Neva was there, and Nick was there.
Cool.
And then Renee's friend Kitty was there, Carol was there, and I was there.
Well, I hope so.
And Benny was not there.
I was not. I was in bed.
He was sick.
I was. 103.
Well, Benny and Bobby.
Yeah.
Benny and Bobby. B&B.
The two chieftains.
The two producers. Oh, my God. The show must go on, though.
And we appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like Bobby and I were making out or something like that. She's probably like, ooh.
Oh, boy. She's listening to this show. You're going to get a call. She's going to pick up that phone in a minute.
She probably called me.
I know. Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. What a great time this morning. And let me just say this. We've got just a totally jazz lineup for you today. And so we're going to kick it off. I'm going to do a little open mic today. That means that you can call in, and I will do a little mini reading for you. It's a very rare occasion. I don't usually do that on air. And I've got some cards. And what we do is we build a story from the different decks of cards I have. For example, you know, I have the Carol and Mace archetype cards, which are very, very powerful. And then, you know, some other cards I use here. I mean, if you've got a comment, you've got a question, want to set the intention for today, it's so important. You know, Benny, I've learned more about setting intention these past couple days than I have in a really long time. And the reason that I have is, you know, first of all, we had Dr. Deanna Davis on Friday, and she is just, her book is incredible. But this morning, I had Dr. Jill Taylor on. Now, there is a video circulating the internet. It's an 18-minute video, and Dr. Jill is in it, and she's talking about the brain. And she's talking about her experience and what happened when she had a stroke. And so, you know, she was fabulous, had her on. And, you know, we talked about what her experience was like. Her left brain shut down. Her left brain shut down.
Jeez.
I know. And her story is incredible. Hmm. And so, but she is a doctor that, you know, has studied the brain. I mean, she is, of course, well-known doctor in that field. So she knows a lot about the brain. She knows a lot about strokes. But the deal is she talked about what happens when the left hemisphere of the brain actually shuts down. And she talks about how the chatter stops. And so what can we learn from this, short of having a stroke? Of course, we don't want to go down that path, but what can we learn? So today, we've got a great show for you. One of the things that I want to mention is that Kerry O'Connor will be on at 11. And joining me later on in this hour, we've got a fabulous, fabulous show with Alfonso De Rose is joining us here today. And so lots of information about what he's doing in his life. And let me just tell you a little bit about that, because he's got an upcoming event that everyone that's listening to the show, you're probably going to want to mark your calendar down and pay attention to. But, you know, it is losing those extra pounds for good, and what a great time of year to do that. There's an incredible seminar that he's putting on about this. It really is a revolutionary weight loss method. And so he's joining us here in a few, and we're going to be talking about that. So when we look at what we tell ourselves and we process in our minds, you know, what are some of the things that come up that, you know, enable us or not enable us to live our best lives? And one of the things that I know is that crusty conversation that goes on. And so, you know, part of the crusty conversation is about all of the things that your mind will tell you not to do. And so how many of us have been on this path of joy, on this path of abundance, and been stopped dead in our tracks? What do we do when we hit a wall? Or in Dr. Jill's case, what do we do when we have a stroke that basically could have left her inoperable for the rest of her life? Today's show is to help you move beyond that. So if you would like to have a reading, if you would like to set the intention with me for the week, give me a call, and that's toll-free. Benny will be hitting those buttons with his beautiful white fingernails. I see you still have the white...
Two more days, and they're off.
Okay. But
sweet.
They didn't win, though, right?
No.
No, okay. But you
which
kind of
adds to it. Just okay. The dismal.
Isn't it Kansas or Kansas and Memphis?
Kansas and Memphis, which basically nobody had them in the.
We should play the
bracket.
Kansas City song. Mm-hmm, Kansas City. Is that even in Kansas?
I don't know that one.
I know. That's way before your time. 1-800-930-2819. I'll take your calls, questions, comments. I'll pull a card for you. What archetype is working in your life this week? What is the archetype that's going to help you accomplish what you would like to accomplish or get rid of what you want to get rid of? 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number. I will pull a card for you. Answer questions for you, do a little reading. I don't do this on air very much anymore, so I would say this is kind of a little special deal that we're doing here, and would love to connect with you. So, you know, Benny, what does it feel like to kind of be laid flat on your back?
All weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Sick? Not very fun, I'll tell you that much. I literally slept so much. My friend Roni slept, I think, about 17 hours. He got what I got, too. We hung out the weekend before, so we must have been, you know, just got the same germ hanging around the table or something like that. But I slept for about 15 hours on Saturday.
You did?
Yes. After doing my whole stuff on Friday night. And it knocked me out for quite a while. And, of course, you know, fever's good because, you know, it's burning up the body and getting out them toxins. But, boy, it takes a lot out of you.
I know Bobby's been sick too, mm-hmm. So that's been kind of the deal.
Yep.
But we're going to help you this week because we've got a really tough lineup. We've got a great lineup.
Great.
We started out with Cesar Millan today, and wasn't that a fun little show? I might have to play a little clip of that when we come back. Cesar Millan is known as the dog whisperer. And, you know, what a great conversation with him. It was just totally juicy and very unexpected. Didn't expect to have that conversation with him. And so, you know, here we are looking at our lives. And it's a lot of dog energy this week, certainly with Posado Safe Haven. And by the way, for those of you that made it to the Kenmore Bowling Lanes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So wasn't it like really cool to be there and see all of these dogs just kind of hanging out, walking around with their little scarves on? And I mean, it was just very, very cool. And then all of us are bowling in the background like there was no tomorrow. I mean, bowling like there was no tomorrow. But I forgot how hard it is to break 100 bowling. I totally forgot.
I don't think I ever have since I was a kid.
What?
I was pretty good when I was a kid, but then I just kind of lost interest in it.
You weren't able to break 100? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And I still can't. I came close. I got that like 99 one
I know.
One
it's
year.
Tough.
Can't do it. Even with the bumpers.
It's tough. That's funny. Let's go to the phones.
All right.
Who do we have?
We have Louise calling in from Seattle.
Hey, Louise. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hang on. She probably didn't hear you. We can try
Thank
that
you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to set the intention for yourself this week?
Yes.
So, you know, is there a particular question you have in mind?
Not really.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, it's. I hope you're ready to really take a look at some spiritual commitments this week. Because one of the cards that I pulled was the priest.
Okay.
So this could mean either one or two things for you. This could mean that, oh, wow, this is kind of interesting. Are you, like, on some kind of mission this week?
Yes.
Are you really? Because look at the cards I'm pulling on for you. I pulled three archetype cards, which I love. The first is the priest, the second is the Messiah, and the third is the Samaritan. Are you in? Are you working, volunteering? Are you doing some service this week?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, if you're not, this is something that you may want to think about. Whenever I pull three cards that are so close like this in terms of what we do, it's a time to maybe think about being in service of someone other than oneself. And so here's what I want to say about it. You know, when we're looking at you and we're looking at the energy that you have, the question comes up, am I giving too much or not giving enough of my time? And so the question that you can explore is, how can you serve as a channel of spiritual energy? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what this is about. And somehow it's relating to your capacity to help other people. And, you know, basically other people that you would most likely like to ignore. Do you have somebody you're trying, like, not to pay attention to?
No.
Okay. Oh, you're laughing. Okay, you don't want to say, do you?
I think she is.
I think she's got something going on. She's got totally got something going on. All right, you don't have to admit it on the air, but here's what I want to say to you. That, you know, when you pick the Messiah card, and you pick the priest card, and you pick the Samaritan card, there is a call to action that comes out of this. And when you serve humanity, you must serve it with humility. And so if you don't have an action item on your plate to do something of service this week, I would invite you to do that, because that's gonna get you unstuck in an area that you're stuck. You know, what is going on with you? Do you have a health issue?
Oh, I have, some health issues.
Okay.
And some, like, I'm trying to clear out all the garbage and clutter.
Right.
So I have, like, the time and energy to do other things.
Yeah. And you know what? I think you're spending too much time on that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did anybody ever say that to you before? Like, you're spending too much time cleaning out your clutter?
Well, I haven't really talked to anybody about it.
Okay. What you're doing is, I think you're stuck in your clutter.
And I am.
Yeah, you are. And, boy, you don't want to be stuck in the clutter.
No.
You absolutely do not want to be stuck in the clutter. So here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Sometime this week, find a way for you to help somebody else. Take a break from your own clutter.
Okay.
Do you have what I mean? You get what I'm saying? Even if it's for an hour where you either go someplace or sit with somebody that's in need of a conversation, whatever that is, I'm inviting you to go do that. Step away from your clutter. Just
okay.
For a little bit, not forever.
All
and
right.
When you go back to it, what you're going to be able to see is how easy it is to go through it.
Okay?
You're good to go.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. But remember, all these three cards had to do to be in service with, in service of someone else. So take a break and do that. Thank you. Thanks for calling. 1-800-930-2819. Toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. We're taking a shorty. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, safehaven.org.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horse's or pet's quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with three Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Somebody's watching me. I always feel like
somebody's watching me.
Somebody's watching you.
Yeah.
Big sister.
Somebody's watching
Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, I'm always watching you, honey.
Thanks.
Let's go to the phones. I love to connect with the listeners. I don't get a lot of time to do that these days.
Aww.
We should do a full hour, don't you think?
Oh, I'm down
for
it.
Open mic?
Sure.
I'm good for it. Let's hit it.
All right. Laurel from South Center is calling in. That's
Hi,
just
Laurel.
South of Renton and area.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi.
How are you?
Nice to talk to you.
Yes, I don't do this that often. I usually bring other people.
I know.
So let me ask you, what's happening with you today?
Actually, I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping lately, and I'm trying to work on really expanding myself spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if maybe I'm on, you know, if I need a little bit of redirection.
Yeah, totally get it. Look at what I'm hitting for you. I had a hit originally, but what I'm getting for you is very interesting. And what I love about this is you're on the right path, first of all. Let me just tell you. The card that I pull is the student. And so, you know, as you say, you're trying to expand yourself spiritually. You know, that is the job of the student. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the cards that popped up almost immediately was from another deck, and it just kind of jumped out. And it says, watch your thoughts.
Okay.
And it's important to only think about what you desire, not what you fear. And here's what I want to say to you. If you're expanding your spiritual practice out of fear, that's okay. Just be mindful that that's why you're doing it.
Okay.
Because what you're going to want to do is rewire your programming. Because, you know, here's the deal. You know, imagine taking a plug and plugging it into a socket, right? The
mm-hmm.
minute that you plug that plug into the socket, the juice is going to flow. It doesn't.
Right, sure.
It doesn't know that, you know, maybe you've got on the other end of this, the appliance is not plugged in. I mean, it doesn't know. It doesn't right. know that maybe if you plug that in, the appliance is already on, and you know the smoothie that you're making this morning is now all over the kitchen. It doesn't get
right.
that. It just
right.
knows, plug me in, get me going. That's what
right.
That's what I want you to think about. So
okay,
approach,
so maybe I'll be headed full throttle. Is that kind of what you're saying?
You're full throttle, but when you hit the pedal, uh-huh. and you got to put the pedal to the metal on this, approach uh-huh. spirituality as a blessing, not something that you're doing because your
right.
life is not going in the direction you want it to.
Sure, exactly.
Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not going to share a lot of the details because I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and so then I'm gonna share these other two cards with you, and only you're gonna know what it is. But you know, one of the few cards I pulled is a card on sexuality.
Okay.
And so somehow in this mix, there is a sensual part of who you are, and Hathor is, you know, the goddess of receptivity. You have to make sure you're open to receive.
Okay.
Okay. So when you put all this together, as the student, as the poet, as someone that is so sensual in her being, you must be receptive. So when you start your spiritual practice, whatever it is, don't do it from a place of need. Do it from a okay. place of desire.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It definitely does, yes.
Okay, great. And so
great.
You're off and running. And so the energy that's going to help you with this week is the archetype of the poet. And so this okay. is where you express your soul insights in a symbolic language. Find symbols that are meaningful to you that address your spirituality.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. I think we have time for one more maybe, Benny. Why don't we do that?
Yep, let's take Leilani. She's calling in from Seattle.
Hi, Leilani. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, good morning, Dr. Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
Actually, I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking.
You have such a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you.
Are you like
I had
from
to grow
the...
into that. I didn't enjoy it so much growing up. I enjoy it now.
Are you from the islands?
No, I'm from here, actually. My dad grew up part of the time on Kauai.
That's it.
I ended up out of all four sisters, got the Hawaiian name.
That's right. And so what can I help you with today?
Well, actually, it's the last 6 months that I've been kind of experiencing a transition or just feeling things beginning to shift. And it's not so much me feeling like I need to find myself, but I feel like I need to recreate myself and mm-hmm. discover my purpose and my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where I'm at today.
What are you doing in the healing arts?
Nothing.
Is there,
trying to heal myself.
Is that what you're doing? Because one
uh-huh.
of the archetypes I pulled is the healer. And it's a passion to serve others, you know, uh-huh. by looking at repairing the body, mind, and the spirit. It's the ability to help and transform pain into healing. And so that card could be for you. It could be for you to help someone else. Is there someone else in your life right now that's in need of a hand to hold?
You know, it just seems like I actually attract a lot of people like that,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I'm better able to help others heal, and that's why I'm kind of focusing on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just tend to kind of put my own needs on the back burner.
Yeah, and here's what I get about that. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You have to stand tall as the warrior. It's the second archetype I pulled for you. You absolutely need to have strength, skill, discipline, and toughness of will. Because I get the sense you probably would rather go help somebody else than help yourself in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Okay, you cannot compromise on this, okay? This is really strong. It's coming up really strongly from what I'm reading. And this is your strength building. This is time for you to build up your muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to take very long, by the way. I think you're holding a thought that it's going to take really long.
I think I get more caught up in the technical aspect, the how-to, how am I going to do this?
Right. Yeah, and you know, the deal is, this. I pulled Midas for you, and this is the thought that you must hold. If you want to get through this quickly, you cannot afford to have any other thought but this. Are you ready?
Okay.
This is, you know, this is what I love about Midas. It has both a shadow side too, but I'm going to focus on the light side. You know, Midas is this creative ability to turn anything into gold.
Okay.
Delight in sharing life's riches. So what I want to invite you to do is let go of the thought that your transformation has to be hard or take long. Because, okay. you know, energetically what I'm picking up is you're already there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this last little piece that you need to take care of. I'm not sure what it is, but I think you know. There's this last little piece. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but that's going to require the warrior. But mm-hmm. this is a different kind of warrior. It's a warrior that knows that it's about perseverance, and it's about making sure that you know that there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And, you know, to help you with that, there is a goddess I want to give you, which is Coventina, which is about purification. So if there is a detox that has to go on, either in your body or your mind, I have a sense that that's the last piece of it.
Okay.
Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, I don't usually do this. I'm going to do this right now. I know you're listening to the show. But if you could turn it off for about 2 to 3 minutes and just sit in silence and say this, I am Leilani and I am beautiful.
Okay.
Just 2 to 3 minutes, turn off the show. We're going to go to commercial anyway, 2 to 3 minutes. You know, I am Leilani and I am beautiful. And say that as many times as you can in that 2 minute period, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you're on your way. You're on your way.
And what was the goddess again?
The goddess had to do with purification. Yeah, Coventina. And, you know, it is about purification. It's about cleansing. And a very interesting figure. She has both a chalice and a dove. And the dove on the end of it has red fiery wings. And so whenever I look at fiery goddesses, especially if their colors of their heads are red, it's mm-hmm. a time of purification by fire. And now, look, I'm not telling you to jump into fire. But if there are things on your mind that are going to show up in these next 2 minutes, write them down and find a way to burn them. Because for whatever reason, there's a lot of fire energy coming from you. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, listen, look at your name. and so, you know, don't be afraid of the heat is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but don't be afraid of the heat.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one thing I heard someone told me, and mm-hmm. I'd like to share that with you, what beautiful really means.
Okay.
Be you to the fullest.
That's it.
And I thought, I love that.
That's it. That's it. And then your last card is positive energy. You know, burn off some of that stuff that may be holding you back right now.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Leilani.
Thank you so very much. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Let's take a break, everyone. When we come back, we've got Alfonso joining us here today. Lots of information. I am so thrilled about his upcoming event. We are jazzed to have him on. We'll take a short break and be right back.